Hi everyone, it's Alana
and Brenna,
and this is our paranormal podcast with the segment The Morton Hall Mystery, Kathy's Corner.
For those of you who don't know, we currently attend Northern Arizona University, and we live in the infamously haunted Morton Hall.
The ghost, named Kathy, still causes paranormal occurrences throughout Morton Hall to this day, but her backstory is very unfortunate.
There are a few different renditions of the story, but the most common one states that Kathy's parents could not afford to bring her home for Christmas break, and her boyfriend, who she expected to propose, broke up with her for another girl.
These incidences combined caused Kathy to fall into a deep depression. It was a cold winter, and she felt so alone, Kathy ended up committing suicide in what used to be the study located in Morton Hall, but is now room 200A. She hung herself and was found by a maid. A few weeks later, a stillborn baby was found in the basement, and nobody knows if it's related. People to this day are allowed to live in 200A, considering the incident happened around 1953. But the two girls who were assigned this room, who I had a first-hand interview with, named Carly and Kaylee, have recently moved out of their room because their paranormal experiences had gotten so bad.
The girls living in room 200A felt targeted by Kathy, and mentioned that they felt unwelcomed in their own dorm. They reported their door opening and closing when they swore they locked it, and things falling out of their closets.
These occurrences aren't restricted to room 200A, though. There are many online stories of past and present encounters with Kathy, along with the ones we've heard from our friends who live in Morton Hall now. Some common occurrences are lights flickering, the smell of roses, which is Kathy's favorite flower, and a woman walking down the hallways at night in a blue nightgown, as well as 50s music playing with no source. An intriguing story I read online was posted by Virginia Lampkin to her blog titled, Seeks Ghosts. The story goes like this. Lampkin was visiting her friends in Morton Hall when she had to use the bathroom. She went to NAU in 1979, so things weren't renovated in Morton Hall yet. And at this time, if you used the bathroom while someone was in the shower, you had to yell, "Flushing!" so the water didn't burn them. While Lampkin was entering the restroom, she noticed someone was in the shower. So when flushing, she yelled it, and heard a voice say, "Thank you." Then, when washing her hands, she noticed the girl's red towel was on the floor. Lampkin picked up the towel and flung it over the door, and the girl in the shower replied again with, "Thank you."
When Lampkin was on her way out of the bathroom, she was startled by the light switching off. She tried flipping the switch, but nothing was happening. She turned to the shower and noticed the door was wide open, and the towel was not there, so she assumed the girl showering was finished and would be leaving soon. While staying a little while longer to fix her hair, she felt a cold chill run down her back. She glanced toward the shower and realized she was alone in the bathroom, and the floor was completely dry.
Nothing like this has ever happened to us, but we have heard people talk about how they get trapped in the bathroom, and the only way to get out is to say, "Kathy, please let me out," which results in the door being easily opened.
The history of Morton Hall is dark, and living here has brought about interesting stories and experiences, but Alana and I do enjoy residing in Morton Hall, and we hope you enjoyed today's podcast.
Talk to you next week when you tune in for Alana and Brenna's Paranormal Podcast.
Goodbye.